Hey, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Marty.
Tired of hearing bad news everywhere you turn? Well, we are.
We're taking a little journey back to simpler times. Come along for the ride as we share some of our fun childhood memories. Might even jog some of your memories, too.
I don't know, Marty. My memory lane is like a cul-de-sac these days.
Hey, that is not going to stop us. Come join us for
Just Jiggle the Handle.
So, Sherry, curious, what's the most unusual or memorable Christmas present you got? Any interesting Christmas gift stories?
Yes, I do. We're glued to the TV, of course. So anything that was, you know, the latest and greatest of board games or whatnot, you know, we wanted it. And of course, on TV, they make it look so easy. And it's a little bit of a different story when you get the thing, when you get the thing home or when you get it as a gift, you want it to be all ready to go. But one of the games we really wanted, I really wanted, was Operation. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And it just seemed so complicated and state-of-the-art. And on the commercial, you know, the guy's nose lights up when you accidentally hit the you know, do you remember? It was like shapes of the different body parts. And then if you hit it with the little tweezer thing and it was metal, it would go, and his nose would light up. And I think that's when his nose lit up. But it made a bad noise when you touch the sides. So we got it on Christmas morning, and we just played the heck out of it. I mean, we just couldn't, you know, we couldn't believe it. And I would imitate the girl or the – I don't remember if it was a girl or a boy, but it was, you know, take out wrenched ankle. Because there was a wrench. I don't know if you remember. There was a thing that was a wrench. And,
oh, yeah.
But it was in his ankle. Yeah, yeah. But so that was take out wrenched ankle. And then, I don't know, Butterfingers. I don't remember what the things were, you know, when the guy would hit the thing. But the coolest part of the toy was that it lit up and it did things. And we didn't have a lot of, and I don't know, maybe there weren't a lot of toys when we were kids that took batteries. I don't really remember. All I know, it was a fancy thing for us. But, and the batteries, we got batteries with the toy. But the thing that we didn't, and for years I didn't understand this, but you play the game and then you play it so much that the batteries wear out. And then what do you do? Well, in our family, that's it. You don't get new batteries. It's like a one.
Oh,
and so we were so frantic when we would get something because we knew, I didn't understand, well, if I play it for an hour today or an hour tomorrow, we thought, like, the clock is ticking, babe.
Time,
yeah, and you've got it. And I don't remember my parents ever saying, well, we'll just get some new batteries. You know, we just, so we played things until the batteries died. And then that was it. And then, of course, we would try to play the game. You know, we'd do sound effects or whatever, but it's not the same when the guy's nose isn't lighting up or it's not making the noise. But I just always thought that's so interesting because then later on in life, I realized you're going to learn a lot about my family, which is not going to get me elected to any office. But, you know, I remember we were the family that had the TV and then we had the TV on top of the TV. And we had the washing machine. Like, we had a washer and dryer. But when the washer broke, we didn't get a new one. It was just like, oh, I guess now we go to the laundromat. I mean, and this could be a whole topic on its own, which it'll come up again. But it was that – it was started with that belief as a kid that everything's got a time limit on it. You know, you can't play with something forever. And so we just played the snot out of it and then – oh, well, I guess there's Operation. That one goes back in the box and under the bed. And I really, I mean, it wasn't until my 20s I was like, well, wait a minute, you know, how, but you have no frame of reference when it's only happening
right
to you. You don't have a friend going, well, no, silly, you just get new batteries. But it's just, you know, it's like, okay. I mean, I do feel like it made me very accepting. Here you go. I was like, oh, okay, you know. And so we played with it while we did, and then we didn't. And then we went back to setting the house on fire, melting crayons onto candles. So, you know, we
you
just
would
found
think that would have urged someone to get some batteries.
Yeah, exactly. Or a net or something. So how about you? What fun gifts did you have?
I used to love cotton candy as a kid. You know, if we went to the fair or something, I just loved cotton candy. And for Christmas one year, I got a cotton candy making machine. And I mean, talk about every child's dream come true. But The first time we tried it, which means, you know, I think it had to sit on the stove and it had to be heated at a certain temperature. And then the sugar goes in and then you swirl the cone around to collect the spraying sugar. So my mom, of course, was involved. I'm sure I was way too young to be trying this. But the first time we tried it, it didn't make cotton candy. It made black burnt sugar all inside the machine. It didn't work, you know, it didn't live up to a cotton candy machine.
Right.
And so they returned the cotton candy machine. They didn't get a new one. They didn't call the manufacturer and say, what's going on here? What should we have done? It just went back. And I don't remember getting a replacement gift that Christmas. They must have given me something else, but that was the big toy. I don't remember getting anything that took its place. So it kind of traumatized me for a while. And then, of course, as I told when we were talking about jobs, when I was about 18 or 19, I ended up making cotton candy as my job for 12 hours a day. And once again, I thought my childhood fantasy had been fulfilled, only to find that instead, making cotton candy is quite horrific and choking and your body parts stick and your hair crunches. And it wasn't for me. So a cotton candy has been a really influential part of my life. Kind of shaped me into the woman I am today.
Yeah. But I bet that machine that you got as a kid was like, I mean, remember the Susie Bake Oven was supposed to be this amazing thing. And then you get it and it's a light bulb is what's cooking the... I mean, it's just the advertising and the marketing and how disappointing. But I wonder if they took it back. Maybe they didn't want to replace it because it was junky. It was just never going to do
that. But I mean, I didn't get anything else to replace it either. I just remember feeling a little cheated that Christmas.
I wonder if you did. You just don't remember. Sure, like they got you some underwear and socks or something. Yeah. And they said, yeah, this is good. Yeah. Well, and you're reminding me of toys that we had that seemed like they were going to be so much fun, but they were so complicated or they just didn't live up to what you thought, or you had to wait. Like the commercials made it seem like, hey, you do this and this and you get this. But did you ever have, I think they were called Incredible Edibles.
Oh, yeah.
They were like metal and they were heavy metal things. And you mix this stuff up and you poured it in and then you had to bake it. But of course, you're little. You're not allowed to use the oven. And, you know, my mom was probably taking a nap somewhere. My dad was at work. And so, you know, we would have these toys, but you couldn't really play it. Or we had Mousetrap. Did you remember that?
Oh, no.
It was like this elaborate, you know, board game, but there was like this, you move the mouse around, but everything had to be, it was almost like a domino setup. Everything had to be set up a particular way so that if you hit something, it would trigger this, that triggered that, that triggered this, that brought this thing down and trapped the mouse.
Hmm.
But it was impossible. It was just impossible to, it was just a junky toy that they, you know, that the man was trying to sell us and we bought it. But
I bet I can imagine how wonderful the commercial would have been. How, I mean, who wouldn't have wanted
and,
that?
Yeah. And years later, when my son was little, he did commercials and he was on a Hot Wheels commercial. And he was the little kid that was like, you know, the thing had to go through the loop-de-loop and he had to say, yay, at the exact time. And he was little. He was, I don't know, 4 or 5. He was little. And we get to the set. Well, there was a team of about 10 people that put this Hot Wheels set together and they glued it together with like Gorilla glue because the regular thing, it was junky. Yeah. It was very flimsy, just like all that stuff is. But, you know, you really see, oh, this is that they're making the magic. But I mean, what a disappointment to kids to think, you know, you're going to have that same experience. And of course,
it's going to work like that.
But... yeah. And we shot the thing, or we. I mean, I sat there at the craft service table, but they had to shoot it so many times because it took forever. I mean, Kyle did exactly what he was supposed to do every time, but the car wouldn't go on the loop-de-loop. It kept flying out and it was like, you know, it was impossible. So,
So
it just seems
sad.
Kind of, yeah.
Boy, talk about reality hitting. Wow.
Yeah. That's not,
and how did that affect Kyle? Did he just go, Wade, this is crap?
Well, they sent him his own Hot Wheels set.
Hmm.
It was when Toy Story was big. It was a Buzz Lightyear. It was a special Buzz Lightyear Hot Wheels set.
Hmm.
Buzz is kind, instead of a Hot Wheels car, Buzz is the character, goes around. And, you know, it was exactly, we got the thing home And it was the exact experience I had as a kid with my toys. You put it together and it's junky, you know, and it's like, and Kyle's like, this isn't how it worked. And I don't know as a kid how much he paid attention to all the people that were putting this thing together to make it work. You know,
he was just trying to say
whatever his line was. So I think the moral of the story is we've just been hoodwinked. Yeah.
We've been duped all our life.
It's just like, come on, you know?
Nothing's real.
And maybe that's why it was easy for my mom and dad to give us like a doll that didn't do anything. There was no expectation that this is it. Here's a rock, you know, is the equivalent of it. But yeah.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. And magic rocks were another one. Did you ever have those?
Oh, yes. Magic rocks.
And I love those because they were educational and they were, mm-hmm. but in the commercial, it makes it look like you do the thing and in 2 seconds you've got magic rocks and it doesn't work like that. I don't know what poison they had in the water that was making the things grow. But I think I talked about before the sea monkeys that was mm-hmm. brine shrimp and that, you know, it was false advertising.
I mean, these days, I guess you look things up and does this really work?
Yeah. How many Yelp reviews are on this? Yeah. We didn't have that. We were.
Exactly.
You know, no.
Nope. Sure did not. We relied
That's
on
right.
those commercials.
Yeah.
Was there anything that ever did live up to your dreams that you saw in commercials?
Well, I had a pair of snippy scissor roller skates that were the kind that you put on your shoe. You know, you wear your shoe. But they weren't like the old-fashioned, like where you have a skate key. That was a little before my time, I think, with like metal skates. But these were plastic and they were orange and blue, I think. And they worked. They were cool. But they were plastic, you know, so they weren't, I don't know, they weren't very reliable, I guess is the question. And I ended up breaking my arm wearing my snippy scissor roller skates because I was roller skating in the house, which you're not supposed to do, I found out. My dad made sure to, I think I may have said it previously, that my dad always said, you know, if you had your shoes on, you wouldn't get hurt. And if we stubbed our toe in the middle of the night, if you had your shoes on, you wouldn't get hurt. And so and sadly, I wear my shoes all the time in the house so that it stuck. But anyhow, somebody came to the door and I had my snippy scissor roller skates and we had concrete floors, but we had a throw rug in front of the door and it slipped out from under me and I landed on my wrist and broke it. But my mother, as probably many mothers in the 60s, just told me I would be fine and to just go outside and play. And so I did. And it wasn't until 3 weeks later when I had been complaining. Apparently I was a dramatic child. I don't know where that would have come from, but apparently I'd been complaining about it. And my mom thought I was just trying to get attention, but we were at my grandparents' house and he had brought home potato sacks and we were going to do potato sack races. And I ended up falling on the same arm and it had always hurt, but now it really hurt. And finally, my mom took me to the doctor and the doctor said this arm was already broken, which was good because the length of time that went by, they would have had to have rebroken it to reset it, I guess, because it was already starting to heal. But my mom, she didn't win any parenting awards on that one. She felt terrible because, of course, you know, she didn't believe me. But remember my mom I don't know if your parents ever said it, you know, if there's no blood, don't come in the house, you know, and you know, you're fine. Go back out there and play. So,
hey, can I just say that was a great story about how advertised toys live up to their
hype. It should have been an advertisement for health plans or something or child protective services or something of that nature. But yeah, I guess I just had to go off. I had to get that off my chest. It's been weighing on me.
Oh, I'm glad we had this time together.
And nobody remembers snippy scissor roller. You don't remember them, do you? Yeah.
No.
I don't know that. Mm-mm. Maybe I was a beta study for the
focus
group.
You know, third broken arm. They never
came out. So how about you? Did you ever get a bike for did you ride a bike? That's like a big Christmas gift.
Yeah. I did get a bike, but it must have been a Christmas gift. It must have been. So that's a good gift.
And when you get a big gift like that, your parents kind of already set you up, at least they did for us, that Santa, because it's such a big gift, Santa's probably only going to give you some littler gifts. Like they didn't want you to be disappointed that you'd get the one big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I'd get a lot of socks and underwear and, you know, crayons. which is good because we always needed the crayons, clearly.
I'm really surprised they gave you crayons, actually.
First time, shame on me.
Did you at least get a request in for orange crayons so you could have more to
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, I wasn't meeting my quota. Yeah.
Orange quota.
I'm sure there was red dye number two in it as well, but Man. But did you get a lot of gifts on Christmas?
I don't remember feeling cheated, except with the cotton candy machine.
And did you have a stocking as well?
Oh, gosh. Probably. I guess we did. I honestly don't remember.
Because that was, I didn't know this until later on, talking to other people, how what their traditions were. But in our family, you did the stocking last.
Hmm.
Like, and it was just filled with candy and little things, you know. But in some families, you would do your stocking first, or you would do your stocking on Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
But we never did that. We did it last because we knew that there was nothing.
Yeah.
All the big stuff was going to be under the tree. And they didn't have things like gift cards, or you wouldn't have, there wouldn't have been something fun and cool.
Yeah, there were no gift cards.
Your
yeah,
no.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe a bag of nuts or something.
Yeah. And that was some tradition. I don't know if that's an English tradition. You get an orange and walnuts. I don't know
what that is.
I think because oranges were hard to come by and maybe people had scurvy. I don't know. And the nuts, I don't even want to think about what that was supposed to represent. But when I started dating my husband, I went to their house for Christmas and I got a stocking and it had an orange and nuts in it. And I thought, wow, I thought my stockings were bad when I was a kid, but this is really horrible. And
yeah, we probably got Pez dispensers or something. We didn't have a mantle, you know, we didn't have a mantle. So.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't have, did you have a, we didn't have a fireplace.
No, we didn't have a fireplace, yeah.
No.
So I think we,
that's where you had to know that Santa was magic and could come through the mail slot or whatever. But
what did I think?
But yeah, you're right. It would have Pez. You'd have Pez, or did you have Polly Pocket? They were like little dolls that they were just little, but they didn't do anything. I don't know. I don't think I liked a lot of toys. I think I liked being outside and digging. I could have been an archaeologist.
I was reading about people digging.
Yeah. Well, you stayed cleaner than I did then.
You know, I said I didn't play with dolls, but when I was really little, I must have been 3 years old, four maybe, I really, really wanted, whenever Chatty Cathy's came out, it was the first year of Chatty Cathy's. Did you know what Chatty Cathy is?
Mm.
It's just a doll, you know, a big doll, cute doll, but kind of big. And you would pull a cord in the back and she would say something like, I'm hungry. And it was one of the first of those dolls that I think it was the first doll that spoke. You know, it became pretty common, but you'd pull the string and as it would go back in, it would say things like, I want to play with you, or I love you, or whatever it would say. And I just thought this was the coolest thing, wanted it so badly. And apparently it was the hot ticket item that particular Christmas. So my parents said they didn't know if Santa would be able to bring that this year because so many girls wanted it and Santa had to be fair, whatever they told me. And so I was kind of geared for not getting it. So on Christmas morning, when I got Chatty Cathy, I was pretty, obviously it made a big impression on me. And the funny thing was, years later, I found it up in my parents' attic. Had no idea they had kept it for the last 250 years. But I thought, you know, I'm pretty handy. You know, I do the plumbing here. You know, I'm kind of, I can take things apart and put them together and kind of figure out how things work. And I saw that there was a speaker in her stomach. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could take her apart? And obviously the whatever would rewind this string, this tab, was just, you know, the elastic had gone kaflooey. So if I could replace that and play it again, wouldn't that be cool if I could bring Chatty Cathy back to life? Which turned out to be pretty much a disaster. I think I destroyed her abdomen and never did, was able to fix it because I couldn't get at the parts. So that was kind of crushing. So I got crushed, you know, 50 years later. Man. Well, I didn't have much to lose because she was in a coma at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She had signed a DNR, hadn't she?
In crayon.
Was there anything illegal?
In burning crayon.
That's right. So I think we can agree that in theory, all of those gifts that we wanted, all those toys and games and such, it was a great idea. But somehow the reality of it, they just kind of fell short. And I don't know. Maybe it was just preparing us for the disappointments that life was going to be sending our way as we traveled to adulthood.
But on the other hand, every year we probably had that renewed optimism or fantasy that this year would be the best gift ever. So there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or every year we fell for it. I don't know. I don't know. I guess once again, Marty.
Damn advertisers.
Yeah. And once again, you're seeing the glasses half full, which is great. And what I'm seeing is there's a sucker born every minute. That's what I'm
seeing.
Just
get a smaller glass, Sherry.
Just get a glass.
A glass of Sherry. There you go.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
So what's your favorite Christmas gift you got as a child? Tell us your story on our Just Jiggle the Handle Facebook page.
Subscribe to our podcast and get the gift of more fun childhood stories at
Just Jiggle the Handle.